Welcome back into Inside Numbers, brought to you by State Farm Insurance. Here to help life go right, Boji Wood along with Mike Benard from OTM Sports based out in Las Vegas. Mike, let's jump on to the NFL. Some pretty good games this coming Sunday, this weekend on in the NFL. Let's start off by looking at Ravens in Kansas City. The Ravens going to go out, take on the Chiefs. Chiefs, they lead the AFC West at 10-2. They're a game ahead of the Chargers. Of course, looking forward to the big game next Thursday night with the Chiefs and the Chargers. The Ravens, they're a half game back behind Pittsburgh in the AFC North. And the Ravens are coming off a 26-16 win at Atlanta.
Yeah, and they're doing it with their backup, Lamar Jackson. The tie between the Steelers and the Browns all the way back to September, that's all that separates Pittsburgh and Baltimore for first place in the AFC North. This is a great matchup. You have the Ravens, number one scoring defense in the league, and the Chiefs are the top scoring offense in the NFL.
Chiefs are putting out 37 points per game, but that Baltimore defense, pretty stingy at only 17 a game. Got two young electric quarterbacks in this game. Patrick Mahomes of Kansas City, of course, he was kind of given the starting job when they traded Alex Smith off to Washington. Lamar Jackson looks like that. Looks like Joe Flacco is going to have a hard time coming back and getting his job back from Lamar Jackson.
Yeah, it looks they have Joe Flacco listed as questionable. Some places have him listed as probable, but you're right, he's going to have a tough time getting on the field. When I take a look at numbers in this game, the Chiefs, they've dominated AFC opponents. They've covered 11 of their last 14 in conference. The Ravens offense, look, they've scored 24 or more in each of their last three wins, but Coach, I think we both know they're going to need more than 24 to get a win in Arrowhead.
No doubt about that. They're going to have to be some bubs busted on the scoreboard out there in Arrowhead if they expect to beat the Chiefs. Back in the day, Philly and Dallas, when we're talking about this game, you know, at this point in the season, we're talking about a couple of teams that are you know, 10-2 or 11-1, at the worst, 9-3, and they're playing for first place in the NFC East. I mean, it was just a bloodbath. But now Philly just sitting at 6-6 and Dallas at 7-5. But, hey, Mike, guess what? Even with those records, these two teams are still playing for first place in the NFC East.
Right. Washington's been decimated. They led by two or three games. And you're right. Now it's all up for grabs. The Eagles have won their last two. And if they're going to stay alive in the playoff race, they got to get a win in Dallas because Dallas won the first game. And if they get that win, all they have to do is travel to the Rams and get a week over in L.A. Dallas, look, they have the much easier remaining schedule, so I give them the advantage.
We talked about these the two young quarterbacks, Lamar Jackson and Patrick Mahomes. This game's also got a couple of good young quarterbacks, Dak Prescott and Carson Wentz. You know, when I look at just the overall league, man, there's some really good, still young talent in this league at quarterback. I think in about 4 or 5 years, we're just going to have some all-star quarterbacks out there out of this bunch. And I'll tell you, these two are going to be right there in the mix.
I agree, and I think Carson Wentz has been helped by getting when the Eagles acquired Golden Tate, and I think Dak Prescott was helped immensely when they got Amari Cooper, even when he doesn't make a lot of catches. He did make a lot of catches last week, but even when he doesn't, he opens up the defensive schemes. This has been a road series. Dallas won and covered that first meeting in Philly, but the road team has covered 11 of the last 14 meetings.
Sunday night, we've got a good one. The Rams and the Bears taking care of business in Chicago, Los Angeles. The Rams coming in at 11-1. They've got first place in the NFC West. Bears at 8-4, first place in the NFC North. Looks like that the Bears are going to get Mitch Trubisky back. He's missed the last couple of games. He's listed as probable, but I suspect we may see him play.
Yeah, I think so, too. The Bears are 1-1 when they had Chase Daniel under center, but they really need Trubisky back to have a chance to beat the Rams. But I'll say this. The point spread tells me the Bears cover an possible win because the Rams are a 3-point favorite.
Rams' lone loss came at New Orleans, and there's one thing about it, and I can tell you from coaching there for 5.5 years, Chicago in – late November and early December, it's a tough place to play because that weather, especially at night, it's going to be cold. That wind's going to be coming off the lake. You may get a little sleet, some snow, but it is a tough place to go in and play in, again, November or December.
Yeah, it'll be nothing like L.A. weather. When I take a look at numbers, the Rams are 11-1 straight up, but, Coach, they've only covered two of their last nine games. The Bears, they're great against the spread at home. They're 15-5-1 against the number of their last 21 home games. And again, the point spread says the Bears cover.
Vikings and the Seahawks, Monday Night Football. Mike, this is a weird year, I think, in the NFL because we're late in the season. But and you've got teams that are 6-6 and 7-5 vying for first place in their division. And then, but you've got Seattle at 7-5, Minnesota at 6-5-1, and they're still in the hunt for an NFC wild card spot. Now, the Vikings, as crazy as it sounds, they could still win the NFC North, but two of their last four games are on the road.
Yeah, it's a tough ask. The season finale is at the Bears, who lead the NFC North. If the Vikings can pull off an upset in Seattle, then that final regular season game at Chicago is likely to decide the division. Seattle, look, they're not going to catch the Rams. The Rams are 11-1. But if Seattle gets past Minnesota Monday night, I think they get a wild card spot.
Russell Wilson, quarterback for the Seahawks, you know, he's been phenomenal. The numbers don't show it, and of course their record doesn't show it at 7-5, but if you watch any of these Seahawks games, Russell Wilson is making things happen with smoke and mirrors. You know, he is the only true cog that the Seahawks have out there on offense, and they're doing it with smoke, mirrors, duct tape, and baling wire.
Right.
You know, Kirk Cousins, he came over to the Vikings with that huge contract, and he's had a good year, but not the type of year that they thought that they should be getting. And I say they, a lot of the Viking fans thought they should be getting for the type dollars that he got.
Right, and fans don't want to hear it. They don't want to hear reality, but the fact is that Minnesota Vikings team has been decimated by injuries, and now he's starting to get some of his weapons back. They're not at full force, but that might help him. Some other numbers in this game, three trends. They all point to Seattle. The home team's covered four of five meetings. The favorites covered four of the last five meetings. And the Vikings don't do well on Monday night. Coach, they've only covered two times their last 11 games played on a Monday night.
Mike, that's going to wrap us up for this week. Of course, we'll be back next week. We'll be looking at some select games. And, of course, with the bowl game starting up next week, it's hard to believe that that next weekend we're actually going to start getting into bowl season. And, of course, as the NFL season winds down this month and gets ready for the playoffs, we've still got a lot to cover. College football regular season is over with. Still a lot of football left to be played both on the college and the NFL front.
That's right, and we've got five or six bowl games on Saturday the 15th, and then, of course, a full NFL Sunday. So we'll talk next week and run them down.
Sounds great. You've been listening to Inside the Numbers, brought to you by State Farm Insurance, Auto Home Life, and Property State Farm, here to help life go right. We'll be back after this quick break on GameDaySportsRadio.com.